more of Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Mitch Tyke. People along Milwaukee's lakefront on Wednesday saw what they might have believed was a Coast Guard helicopter water rescue going on off McKinley Marina. Might have seemed confusing, though, since the rescue appeared to take place at least three times. What was actually going on was the making of a feature film. Principal photography wraps up today in Milwaukee for The Surface. It's a drama about two troubled men who are thrown together by circumstances in the middle of Lake Michigan. We spoke earlier this summer with a writer and director of The Surface. That was Jeff Gendelman and Gil Cates Jr. But this week, we had a chance to catch up with the film's star. Sean Astin is best known for his lead roles in The Lord of the Rings and Rudy. In The Surface, he plays a character named Mitch, and Sean Astin picks up the story from there.
I'm playing the character of Mitch, a despondent soul who has had a lot of really hard luck and loss in his life. And at the beginning of the movie, he's going to commit suicide. The premise of the film is that his idea of how to do it is to go out in the middle of Lake Michigan. And when he gets out there, he runs over some debris of a single-engine plane that's crashed. And the pilot of that plane is injured badly and is holding on to the floating pontoon from the plane. And Mitch, his name is Kelly, played by Chris Mulkey. So Mitch pulls Kelly into the boat. And when he ran over the debris, the prop was knocked off the back of this old 1970s era ski boat. So they're just dead in the water, these two guys, one who's injured, one who's despondent. It's a story, a kind of redemptive story about meaning in life.
And it is a really compelling sounding story. Why did it work so well for you? Why did you want to be a part of this film?
As an actor, you look for opportunities, you know, and I've done lately some kind of horror movies and some family comedies, and I've done some slapsticky kind of stuff. And when this one came across my desk, it seemed like a really good opportunity to work as an actor in a dramatic space and in a space where your emotions are engaged, your, you know, thoughts, ideas about life and death, you know, mortality and man's search for meaning in this world. You know, I mean, those all sound like highfalutin concepts, but embedded in what we're doing is that stuff, and that's what I, and you know, I also, the challenge of making a movie on the water and knowing that it would be out there is sort of alluring, if you will.
Well, and you describe Mitch as this despondent soul who's really in trouble. After shooting on the water, do you feel like you have more insight into that mentality?
Well, like a lot of people, I've been touched by suicide in my personal life and with family, and so the nature of that emotional, the gravity of that kind of pain is something that I'm familiar with. I think being out on the water filming, I don't know, there's something about the natural elements that really awakens something inside of you. And it's interesting that he's looking to die in that space, and the water can be very, very deadly. You know, it's almost like a desert. You know, it's a wet desert sometimes if you're far enough out there. And yet, to me, it's vivifying. The spray of the water, the way the sun hits you off the surface all day long, you know, and gives you a little bit of a windburn, sunburn every day. And to me, it's very, very inspiring, actually. So, yeah.
Well, and let me ask you this, because you know, you could be shooting water scenes on a soundstage in a much more controlled environment. It's kind of hard to predict how things will work. I'm sure the crew of this movie has done everything it can to control the environment to allow you to best perform. But has it been a challenge to be in some place that you really, you know, as a creative person, can't control, like Lake Michigan?
Oh, it's been hard as hell. I mean, you've got a number of people who are very skilled, very trained in their area of expertise, and they all have to work together in an area that is not sort of, that doesn't lend itself. You know, guys who are good with grip equipment aren't necessarily guys who understand sales. In this particular case, there are guys who do know a lot about each other's kind of domain, but the wind changes, the waves pick up, boats kind of move this way or that way. I think audiences now come to expect a certain level of realism with stuff they watch. So when you're making a little independent film, unless you're, you know, in a one tiny little setting and it's very controlled, you want to sense the expanse, the vastness of the horizon. And there's only one way to really do that. So Jeff has marshaled a lot of different resources. It's a little independent film. He's got a reputation in this community and lots of friends, and he's able to deploy different, you know, boats and technology and stuff, but when it all gets right down to it, at a certain point, once you're out on the water, there's a certain amount of people, there's a certain amount of equipment, and, you know, nature does its thing. So, but that's why everybody was in for it. Everybody's into it and up for it, but it is absolutely challenging and sometimes really, really frustrating.
Well, I was going to ask, it must be frustrating when you're in a moment and everything is going right, and the second you go to do something, the wind shifts or the boat rocks or something else that you can't do.
The hardest thing for us has been anchoring the boats. We've been filming off of any one of three or four different boats, and it takes a while for the skipper to decide on how far away from the breakwater you're going to be, on, you know, what direction it's going to, you know, and what's on the bottom. Is it going to drag along the silt? Are you going to find a big shipwreck? Literally, you know, like, oh, we better not anchor here. We'll lose the anchor on that 1950s whatever ship that they sank out there and they're making a reef out of, you know. So waiting for that to happen required the most amount of patience, you know, and everybody feels it at the same time. There have been times where the boats are in position, the picture boat that's meant to be sinking, so they put water in it, which means you can't move it quickly. You know, that the relationship of those boats to each other, it takes time to get that set up. And the swells start picking up, and, you know, everybody's on the boats, and everybody wants to be safe. And so you sort of think, okay, you know, you go out to golf, it starts lightning, you got to wait in the clubhouse.
You used the term vivifying earlier. You're just a few short days away from wrapping filming on this. Is there a certain amount of energizing that, I mean, are you still as energized on this day of filming as you were when things got going?
Well, two things. One, it's not that long of a shoot. I mean, because it's a lower budget production, they're trying to do really big things in a really small amount of time. So, I mean, I'm away from my family, so it feels like a long time to me. But you're asking me the question on, yes, it's at the end. Today was Coast Guard Day. Today we had the Coast Guard helicopter flying overhead and the swimmer jumping in, and we got, you know, Mulkey goes up and down in the basket twice, and at the end I got to go up in the basket, and the yacht was there, and you're filming essentially the rescue of the movie, which is the... I gave a little thing with the crew today where I just said, look, our purpose of making this movie is to help people. You know, Jeff talks about it and I talk about it, that like if somebody's considering suicide, maybe on some levels they can see this movie. It's not too hard for me to believe that I'll hear somebody in a year saying, my God, my brother was feeling really low and I showed him this movie and it really meant something to him. So movies actually have the capacity to impact people in their decision making, in their life. So idea, whether it actually happens or not, that's our idea going into it. Well, that's the Coast Guard's mission too. So the elan, the spirit of what we're doing completely syncs up with their mission of rescuing people and healing people and saving them, you know. So today is a day where all things have coalesced in the most logistically precise and rigorous manifestation, but also the most exciting, the most fun, the most rewarding.
I know acting is all about being a human on camera or on stage or in whatever venue.
I try.
Well, and when you're in a basket getting hoisted into a helicopter, what does that feel like as a human being?
Well, Chris Mulkey, you ask him as an actor, so from a performance standpoint, really, he's knocked out as he's going up there, and I wasn't on camera doing it, so it doesn't matter. but as a human being, to be pulled up in that, and you know, I'm one of these guys who kind of thinks that things carry the energy of their intention. So if you pick up a gun, you know, that gun carries energy. If you picture you pick up a scalpel that was used in a brain surgery, that means something. So you get in that basket, and you know, as you're gripping your hands on the side of that basket was used to really help somebody who was really in a moment of drama and danger in their life. And so and with the rotor wash above you, which they say at a certain place under and behind it, it's like near hurricane force winds. You have to close your eyes and squint into it as it's blasting you in the face, and that wakes you up. The water was cold, so you're awake from that. And as you get lifted out of the air, it just becomes it's ebullient, ebullient.
Ebullient, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, everything that was so chaotic, it becomes serene. And the sound of the rotors become almost like you're going into a womb, and it's this nice, you know, maternal hum that takes you into it, and it's just flat out fun. I mean, you know, the human beings have the technology that we've arrived at in 2013 is extraordinary, and the training of the Coast Guard is really, 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 really special. These guys and gals, so today it was guys, are physically fit, they're mentally sharp, and yet they have a great sense of humor. I can't say enough about what a great experience we had with the Coast Guard and how much we appreciate their letting us have a bigger production value because they're willing to come out and play with us for a day.
Any last thoughts on just the whole experience on working on this movie versus everything? I mean, you've worked on some obviously much larger budget films than this.
The budget stuff doesn't matter. If you're standing against a green screen, you're standing on a volcano or whatever, the words are your words, your emotions are your emotions, and sure, things are, you know, it's relative and it's different. But I would say conceptually that Lake Michigan, the Great Lakes as an idea, and Lake Michigan, I think are largely kind of beyond the attention of most Americans. And so, I mean, certainly not the people who live in Wisconsin and, you know, Illinois and the people that are right along it, but you get down in New Mexico and whatever. I don't know how much people give a crud about the Great Lakes. The fact is that we have these vast, massive, ocean-sized freshwater repositories, and protecting them, understanding them, caring about them, respecting their, you know, what they are, is something that in an age where this planet is enduring a lot of trauma, like, we've got these amazing, we've got this, it's very special. It's very, very special. Our military has a history on this lake. The pollution, the life of the pollution in the lake has its own history that's probably useful for people to know in the next 100 years. And from a spiritual, from a dramatic, from a philosophical point of view, I really am proud to have communed with Lake Michigan, to have engaged it from Milwaukee, from Wisconsin, and to have sort of created something that you can put in a time capsule from this moment. And I hope that people don't dismiss right away, that they take an extra second and they'll go, oh, Lake Michigan. Give it the weight that it deserves when you say it and you hear it. And maybe you'll be curious to check out our little movie.
Sean Astin, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Actor Sean Astin speaking with me at McKinley Marina on the set of The Surface, a movie wrapping up filming in Milwaukee today. Astin plays the lead character named Mitch in the production. He's also known for his roles as Samwise Gamgee in the Lord of the Rings movies and as the title character in Rudy. You'll find a link to our July interview with the movie's writer and producer and director, that's Jeff Gendelman and Gil Cates Jr., from WUWM.com/Lake Effect. Thanks so much for listening to Friday's edition of Lake Effect. From all of us, including producers Bonnie North, Dan Harmon, Stephanie Lecce, and Amy Kiley, and our team of interns, including Eleanor Peterson, Rachel Bloom, and Nathan Royster. And we especially want to thank Gabby Magallanes, who leaves us this week after a fantastic summer stint with us. We're so sorry to see her go, but wish her the best for the upcoming school year, and we are hopeful she will be back on the weekly roll of the credits next summer. I'm Mitch Teich. I sure hope you can be with us again tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend from WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. We're NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned because Fresh Air is coming your way next. It's 11 o'clock.